Fucking amateur hour over here. Okay.
Always is.
Yeah. I'd have it no other way.
Yeah.
Oh boy, all right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 219.
This is a podcast where two drunken great bambinos play retro games for your amusement. I am great bambino number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am great bambino number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be a couple of great bambinos. Hopefully we'll be hitting a bunch of home runs as we play baseball on the NES. Should be something. I don't know how. I don't know. We'll see. Well, like, this is a pretty basic baseball game. But but we will see how it is. But sure, before we get to baseball on the NES, I guess nothing really new happened with you since we last recorded, did it, Jurek? I mean,
no, I don't think anything new's happened in the last like couple weeks for me.
Yeah, that seems right. That seems right. So
how's it going with you?
Well, I'm great. I'm good. We'll just move on.
I'm kidding. I got married.
Yay! let's see.
If you follow our Twitter, you would have seen Earl posted a photo of us.
I did. Congratulations, Jurek. That's super exciting.
Thank you.
I was there, Revelers. It was a delightful day.
It was.
Yeah. And now it's been one whole week as we record this that you've been married. Are you still married?
Probably not much longer. I pissed her off by doing stuff to her flowers in Animal Crossing. So
well, that's
pretty sure it's over.
Yeah, that's grounds for divorce for sure.
But,
so
you know, we lasted longer than some, shorter than others.
Oh, funny. Well, great. Yeah, your wedding was an excellent time, Drake.
Yeah, it was good times. It was just, you know, small little thing with family and a couple real close friends and.
Can I
at a park and everything?
Can I tell the revelers the story? We had a bit of a hiccup at the start of the ceremony. It was the greatest thing. So we all get down there. We're at this park and the families are there and the ceremony started. The officiant is speaking and all of a sudden I'm standing right behind Jurek as his best man, and all of a sudden Jurek reaches his hand in his pocket, pulls out his keys and leans back to me and says, "The rings are in the car." And I was like, "Oh my God, okay, I'm on it." And I took off for the car, and then Abby immediately stops her own wedding and says, "Hold, please." Actually, Earl, the rings are over. They're over in the pavilion in a bag. And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
It's actually a really good thing she told me that they were in the bag. Otherwise, I would have tore her car apart looking for them.
Yep. So yeah, we forgot the rings.
But everything happened really quickly once we got to the park.
Yeah.
So we just forgot to make sure everything was in order. But you know what? It's a really great story that you'll always be able to remember.
Indeed.
Yep.
And the rest, yeah, it was nice. It was a good wedding. I was happy with it.
Excellent. I know that it wasn't
happy with my new wife too.
Yes.
Even though she's giving me the stink eye.
The stink eye over there. And you know, I know it wasn't the wedding that you guys imagined, but it was great. You know, I don't know. I really had a good time. So
yep, me too.
Excellent. Well, congratulations, Jurek.
You're a married man
now.
I am a married man.
Wow, that's crazy.
It seems so weird.
Do you feel different?
Not really. I mean, we've been living together for, you know, 3 years.
Right. Everything seems
like the only thing it really changes, I guess, is if we break up, it's a much more difficult process now.
Way more difficult. I think you should shoot.
Not that we're going to.
Well, I don't know. You moved her flowers in Animal Crossing.
I guess. I'm sorry. I've not been listening to her. Apparently, it's over.
It's over. Okay. Well, good run. You had a good run, Jurek. You made it 7 days. Well, cool. Congratulations, Jurek. That is excellent.
Thank you.
Anything else new?
You know, just back to school now.
Yep. Yep. Oh yeah. You're doing clinical, your clinicals so, now.
Yeah.
Dr. Drewick's in the hospital.
I was actually like at a hospital on Wednesday and
cool.
got to be present for some actual real x-rays.
They didn't let you do them though, right?
No, not yet. None of the ones they were doing are ones I've actually like practiced even yet.
Ah, okay.
So it was a bunch of ones that I don't technically know how to do yet. Even though, I mean, now I've seen a couple of ones that I saw the same one kind of over and over that I could probably try it next time or like do some of the work, but
right,
we'll see. I mean, it was like a portable chest x-ray, so it was literally on patients who were actually like unconscious anyways.
Oh wow. Cool. Well, that's excellent. Cool.
Yeah,
great.
It'll be interesting. I mean, that was just day one, and it was kind of a slow day, they said. So,
well, I'm sure there'll be days where you get no rest, you know.
So, oh yeah, I'm sure.
Good to start out, you know, start out slowly. You don't need to.
Yeah, that was probably for the best that the first day wasn't too stressful and overwhelming or anything.
Yeah. Well, cool.
So that's all the new things in my life, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I've got nothing new to report except you got married. That's really the only exciting thing I've done in the last few weeks since we recorded last. Revelers, I guess I should mention that I'm sorry that it took so, like, we had a month-long hiatus there. That was my fault. I didn't get episodes out, and then I put three out. Well, this week as we're recording it.
Yeah. Don't worry, Revelers. I'm looking for a new co-host.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens here.
We won't
here,
have to deal with Earl for much
longer. But we're back on track now. So so hopefully I will not. I was just kind of lazy at the end of the summer. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I just wasn't really feeling like I just didn't want to take the time to do it, even though it takes not very much time, really, in the grand scheme of things to edit one and get it out. Like I should just do it. But
probably
it always seems so daunting to me. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I'm good. Nothing new to report. But tell the Revelers, Nigeric, have you played any video games since we last met?
I've played a very small amount of, and it's only in early access right now, but Rogue Legacy 2.
Oh, really? It's early access even?
It's early access on Steam.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
It's not even like finished or anything.
Oh, and how does it compare to the first one? The first one's amazing.
The first one is amazing. It's very much the same, just it's not as like pixelated graphics or anything.
Okay.
A little smoother looking and whatnot, but sure. It plays very similar. There's a few new classes. Like there's a rogue or a ranger now with like a bow and arrow.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting. But otherwise, I mean, I've mostly only played as like a typical like fighter or soldier or whatever.
Sure.
But otherwise, yeah, it's very much the same. I have not made it very far into it at all.
Do they still have the same mechanics where like you...
Yep. So you collect money.
Yeah.
And then you build up like the castle essentially that upgrade that gives you upgrades and everything.
Right.
There's a few, it's still, like I said, early access, so like they're adding to it as, so basically I'll be playing it as it's being finished and
sure,
stuff.
Sure. When is it, is there a release date for it, or?
I'm not actually sure. I was just, that's what I was looking up to find when it's supposed to come out, and then saw that it was early access on Steam, so I was like, oh. Well, I'll get this and
so,
see
like,
what it's like.
Is it, how much does it cost for early access?
I think it's still like $20,
but
okay. I think that once it is fully finished, like I think I'm pretty sure I've already bought the game.
If they made you pay another $20, that would be the worst.
That would be really shit. Like, thanks for playing the game while we finished it. Now it's finished. Buy it again.
Yeah, basically, thanks for helping us finish it by finding bugs and shit. You know, like
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. They will not do that. I can guarantee. I'm pretty sure you have the full game, but
yeah,
cool.
But it's cool. I haven't played a ton of it, but
right.
I've probably only played, I don't know, 7 or 8
runs
playthroughs so okay. far. Runs.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. It's more Rogue Legacy, which, you know, Can't go wrong.
Rogue Legacy is fantastic. And if you can, if you have access to, I think it's on everything now. I think it's on Switch even too.
Yeah, I think the original Rogue Legacy is on pretty much everything.
Yep. So like if you haven't played it, Revelers, I would highly recommend it. Especially if you, it's a rogue light. It's not, it has rogue like elements, but there is some progression. So
yeah, you do get stronger and better as
you
more times you play.
Yeah.
Played that, and then I played through Super Mario Brothers 1 on Mario All-Stars that just got added to the SNES Online.
Yes, we should talk about all those Mario things.
Yep, we'll talk about all, but I beat it. I was trying basically like all week to beat Mario Brothers 1, and I just couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it? Did you do it?
Fucking past 8-3.
Oh, 8-3.
Goddamn Hammer Brothers.
You gotta get to 8-3 with a Fire Flower.
Yeah.
If you can do that, impossible. 8-3 is a breeze, but...
Yeah, but if you die in 8-1 or 8-2, you can't get there with a Fire Flower.
Yep, that is correct.
There's one mushroom in 8-2, and that's your only power up in 8-1 or 8-2.
Yep. I think there's a mushroom in 8-1.
No, there's not. I even like Googled it and like looked up, is there a power up at all or anything in 8-1? And there's not.
Oh, wow.
Nothing in 8-1.
Interesting. Yeah. Well,
but
cool.
I did beat it. I beat it earlier this afternoon.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. I'm very proud of you. Very proud.
Thank you.
Let's see. Oh, I already talked about beating Paper Mario. Yes. Yes, but
I think so.
last time, but I'll tell you what I've been playing, Jurek, and it's fucking sweet. It's called Super Smash Brothers, and
that game sucks.
I'm just kidding. I mean, I have been playing Smash, but I got Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remastered or whatever on the PS4.
Yeah,
and it is fucking sweet. I'm loving every second of it. So I was a little concerned. I bought it without really doing any research on it. And I was concerned because in 1 and 2, there's less mechanics than in like the later ones. So like, but they added those in to 1 and 2.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So like you can manual and revert now. Maybe you could I think you could always manual, but you can revert.
No, not in 1. You couldn't.
Oh, maybe in 1 you couldn't. Maybe you couldn't too. I can't remember, but you can revert now. Reverts didn't come until 4, I think, which basically means when you come off a ramp, you can combo your tricks. And it is just so much fucking fun. I am having a blast with Tony Hawk 1 and 2. I will say I despise the PlayStation 4 controller. What the fuck? Why are the sticks, both sticks are in the same spot they were on the fucking PS1 controller? Like move the stick.
Because that's what that's PlayStation's thing.
I know, but like, come on. It's just like, it really messes up my playing. I really don't like having the stick in the left stick in the middle. Like the right stick is fine where it is, but
I hate it too. PlayStation diehard fans will fight you to the death that it's the best layout.
No,
but
they're
wrong.
It's an absolutely terrible layout. The PlayStation 4 controller is terrible. I
agree.
I really do not like it, and it kind of excuse me. It affects my Tony Hawk playing. I can't manual as fast because the fucking thing is so far away. I don't know. Anyway.
No, I agree. I wish they could probably win me over and make me more of a PlayStation person if they would just even release 2 separate controllers. Because some people do love that type of controller. But if you want to, if you really want to pull the diehard Xbox fans away from Xbox, you have to give them a controller that they
can use. Yeah. I mean, like the Switch Pro controller, in my opinion, is the fucking best controller. It's so comfortable.
Fantastic controller.
And I need to get another one now. I'm going through Pro controllers so fast because of Smash. And like my left stick is all fucked up. Sometimes I'll just be standing there and I just suddenly turn around for no reason. It's like, God damn it. I didn't even push anything. Like, but, So that's kind of affecting my Smash gameplay right now, but that's fine. It's not terrible yet. I just need to get another one. But God, it sucks having to drop $70 on a controller every once a year now, apparently, because I push too hard when I play Smash or something. I don't know, but yeah, Tony Hawk 1 and 2, I would highly recommend them. If you're at all into Tony Hawk, it is so fun and it's so nostalgic. I don't know. And like the levels are really nicely remastered. They're the same. They're the exact same, but
yeah.
But
same layout and everything.
Same layout and everything. Looks they just better. Looks better. Yeah. But just adding manuals and reverts makes everything just so cool. I don't know. Like I always wanted to be able to play Tony Hawk 1 like I could play Tony Hawk 4, you know, but I just couldn't. But now you can, and it's sweet. Like I literally have been like up super late at night, like playing Tony Hawk. Like I feel like I'm in college again, you know, like, oh, here we go. All right. Tony Hawk has taken over my fucking life. It's not that bad. Yeah. I still have gone to work every day. So
okay, good.
I haven't skipped class.
Yeah, I was never a huge Tony Hawk guy. I mean, I enjoy playing it for what it is and everything, but it was never
your.
It is for you.
Oh God!
If they remastered Tony Hawk 4, I would 100% get it because I think that is by far the best one.
Oh yeah, I agree. I love Tony Hawk 4, and I would love to play a remaster of it. I would even just love to play a fucking port of it. You know, like just fucking give it to me. but yeah. So yeah, that's what I've been playing. But this week, Drake, let's move on. This week we're going to be playing some baseball on the NES, one of the 18 original titles for baseball, or for the NES, one of the launch titles. And what do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
We might as well.
We might as well. So let's do it. So what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I did a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions that I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher, except for this week, I couldn't find anything about this game because it's really a very basic baseball game. So
yeah.
This week, Revelers, we're doing baseball facts.
Nice.
So here we go. I hope you brushed up on your baseball history, Drake, because we're getting into it right now. Question number one. Who won the first World Series in 1903, and who did they beat?
Boston beat Pittsburgh 5-3, I believe.
Boston beat Pittsburgh 5-3.
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is right. That is right. I don't know. I wanted you to say the Boston Red Sox beat the Pittsburgh Pirates because they were not the Boston Red Sox.
I actually earlier today, just out of curiosity, I was like, I bet you Earl can't find three questions, so he's going to ask me baseball facts. And I just randomly decided, maybe he'll ask me about the first World Series. If I did like shit. Google it and everything.
I'm getting and predictable.
The Wikipedia article didn't specify team name. It literally just said Boston played Pittsburgh.
It did.
I couldn't actually figure out what it did later, I think, say Pittsburgh Pirates, but it didn't seem to say what Boston's team name was.
That's because they were, so the Boston Americans, and really, they weren't even really called the Americans, but that was the nickname they were given. They were simply known as Boston officially. So I'm going to give you the points on it.
I got it right. Because I didn't say Boston. You could have given me a buzzer if I said Boston Red Sox.
I know. That's why I was hoping you were going to. But they wouldn't become the Boston Red Sox until 1908, 5 years after the first World Series. Most people refer to them as the Boston Americans. Like that is what is what they were called. But the other team was the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you were absolutely correct. Boston beat Pittsburgh 5-3 in a best of 9 series. The World Series was best of 9 back then.
Boston won the last like 4 games in a row or something, I think, to win it.
They won. They did actually. They. Okay. You're 1-1 here, Drake. 1-1. Here we go. Question number 2. Most baseball fans will know about the ground rule double. There is another extremely rare rule called the ground rule triple. What is a ground rule triple? Why does the rule exist? And when was it first used?
God, I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I only know the ground rule double. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, So a ground rule triple is when the ball is hit past the ropes, blocking the crowd that is on the field. That will be considered a ground rule triple. So in the first World Series in 1903, 17 ground rule triples were hit. And this is because this rule exists because they were not prepared for the size of the crowd that would show up to the World Series. Many of these people who snuck into the field and didn't actually have tickets. So in Pittsburgh, the first game they played in Pittsburgh, the stadium held 18,000 people. There was about 25,000 people there because so many people snuck in, which that led to people actually standing on the field, some just like mere feet from the foul lines. And so, so they had to come up with a rule, to decide what happens if the ball is hit into that crowd, which it happened all the time because there was like ropes blocking them off, but they were right fucking there on the field. In fact, look up pictures. There's pictures of it and it's crazy. Like there's so many people on this fucking field.
But they were in foul territory?
Or in the outfield even. The field was set up slightly differently back then. So like where the crowd was in the back, you know, the back, like center field or something wasn't, there was a line for, and not the wall, if that makes sense. So sometimes balls would be hit to them, you know, like, and it would roll under these ropes that were blocking them off. I think if the crowd wasn't that big, then the ball would either, that would be a ground rule double or something. I don't really know, but the ground rule triple was only put into effect for the first World Series. I don't think it's ever been a thing since then, but they had to come up with a rule, and it was Pittsburgh's general manager. The rule at the time was that the home team had to let the other team and the umpires know if there was any house rules, basically. And that was only like house rules were only allowed if like, you know, something like this was happening, you know, like they had to change it because the crowd was fucking standing on the field.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a lot about the ground rule triple, but I thought it was really interesting. I had never heard of a ground rule triple before. 17 of them were hit during that World Series. Okay, here we go. Wait, so you are 1-for-2 here. Here we go. Correct. Question number 3. After the first World Series, each player on both teams received a payout. Which team, the Boston Americans or the Pittsburgh Pirates, made more money?
I mean, I'm going to guess the Pittsburgh Pirates, because otherwise it seems very obvious that the winners would get more money and you wouldn't ask.
Yeah, I knew you were going to get that one, but I thought this was interesting. The Boston Americans were each paid $1,182 for winning the World Series, and the Pittsburgh Pirates lost the series, but were each paid $1,316.25. And this is because the owner of the Pirates decided to share the ticket money with the players, which Boston did not do. So the Pittsburgh players, even though they lost, they ended up making more money than the winning team, which that was nice.
So they had good owners.
They did have good owners.
As opposed to the, what year was it? Like the 1919 White Sox.
What did they do?
They're referred to as the Black Sox.
Why?
That year, because their owner was so terrible to the team and paid them so little, even though they were by far the best team in all of baseball that year. Like, they were unstoppable and they were guaranteed practically to win the World Series. So a whole bunch of them conspired and bet on the opposite team, and then they intentionally threw the World Series. And they all got caught, and they were all banned from baseball for life. There's a movie about it called 8 Men Out, starring Charlie Sheen and a few other people. It's a really good movie.
I should watch that. Is it streaming?
Actually, that have you you've seen Field of Dreams, right?
Yes, I have.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
You know it, James.
A large part of that movie is the team that comes to his field or whatever is comprised partly of, I think, the Black Sox,
the Black
like Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Oh, okay, okay.
Who he like one of the players is believed to have not necessarily been a part of the plan, and he actually played and
right.
tried to play, but he was still banned from baseball forever
because he was on the team.
Because he was on the team,
right?
And they couldn't prove that he did or did not conspire.
Right, right. Well, you're 1-for-3 this week, Drake.
Two for three. I got.
Oh
the
yeah,
last
you're
one
right. You got the last one right. You're right. 2-for-3. My bad. My bad. I was actually hoping. I was hoping in the first question where I basically asked you three questions in one. I was hoping you were going to get like one or two of them so I could give you 0.33 repeating points or 0.66, you know, whatever it was. But
nope, I knew that one just because I happened to look it up earlier today.
Nice. Well, Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about baseball on the NES?
I sure do.
Probably a very little about?
Very little, yeah. Baseball was released in 1983 in Japan and 85 in the U.S. I think it was a launch title in both regions.
Yep.
Developed and published by Nintendo. The game's designer was Shigeru Miyamoto.
Really? I did not read that.
Apparently, he was responsible for this game even existing. He kind of said, like, you know, everybody loves baseball. We need a baseball game to launch this system.
Honestly, baseball
credited as being why the NES was a success.
I think baseball is the reason that the NES was a success is because everybody knows baseball. He was not wrong. Like,
yeah, it was something everybody knows.
Like people don't know what the ice climbers are or what gyromite is, you know.
It's like everything else is kind of these weird, you know, very video gamey fantasy worlds and everything. People need something that's familiar and that they know, so we need a baseball game. So he kind of took it upon himself to
make it. Wow, I did not know this is Shigeru, our main man. Nice.
But otherwise, yeah, it's obviously a baseball game.
Right, it's a baseball game.
I don't know what else I can tell you.
I mean, it's a pretty basic baseball game,
It's a very basic baseball game.
You don't even control the fielders.
Yeah, there's six teams to choose from. They all are, they're basically just palette swaps.
Yeah. Although like they did, and there's no official MLB license.
Right.
But they, like, everything I read referenced the same team, but it's obvious that the C's are supposed to be the Cardinals, you know, like, because they're red, you know, but I'm sure there's other similarities to other teams.
They're supposed to, it's like abbreviations or letters that supposed to represent MLB teams for the U.S. team version, and the Japanese version has famous like Japanese baseball.
Oh,
teams.
Do they have different letters for the team names?
I think so.
Oh, interesting. Cool.
But otherwise, yeah, all six teams are exactly the same, just different colors.
Right.
There's no stats or anything.
I'm realizing now we haven't recorded in a couple weeks, Jurek, and we forgot to listen to music. But is there music in
there
this game?
There is. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know how much is in
find
there.
A designer or a music.
Well, we're not
going to
do a music break this week.
Yeah.
let's just not do that.
I don't think there's really music in this game.
Right.
Or maybe there is, and we'll be.
Maybe there is, and we'll be pleasantly surprised.
I'm sure if there is, it's the most simplistic, basic,
repetitive music of all time.
Nonsense, nothing.
I mean, there might be music, I guess. Who knows? But we forgot to listen to it, so we're not going to play it. We have no opinion on it. At least at this point.
Yep.
But
otherwise, that's all I got.
That's all you got. Well, should we fucking play this game?
Let's do it.
I think actually before we play the game, we better do a shot. And
there's some music.
There is music. There's definitely music in this game. Should we take a break and listen to the music?
Nah.
No, that song was like 10 seconds long.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
That's probably the extent of the music.
It probably is. Okay, well, revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh, okay.
All right,
here we go. Little baseball action. Oh, wait, are you in on this?
No, I think you...
Fuck.
I don't know if you selected two player.
I already messed it up.
You just reset game.
Oh, reset game. Yeah, because now it's going to go. Oh, there we go. Okay, two player. There we go.
Two player. There we go.
Okay, do you want to be A, C, D, P, R, or Y?
I'm trying to think of who. So Y would obviously be the Yankees.
The Yankees. C is the Cardinals.
Red Sox.
The Red Sox is probably R. P is the Pirates probably. D, I doubt it would be the Diamondbacks. I don't think they existed at this time.
They would have. What other D team?
How about A? What is A? The Astros, maybe?
Maybe.
Are they still a team? Are they a team again? No. The Houston Astros have always been a team. The Expos is what I'm thinking of. The Montreal Expos.
Oh, right.
They don't exist. They might have actually become the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, who are you going to be? All the teams are the same. No, there's no stats or anything.
It really doesn't matter. I'm going to go with the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox. I think you mean the American. I'm going to actually be the A's. I'm going to be the Americans.
The Boston Americans.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We got nine men on the field. We got some
play ball.
Oh, my
Nintendo.
God. Okay, so I'm batting.
You're batting.
Oh, strike.
68 mile per hour strike.
Strike!
Exactly.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a fucking single for sure. Oh my God. I'm gonna stay there.
Go fucking faster, man.
Yeah, so you don't control the
players in the world.
it's really unfortunate that you don't control the fielding. Oh my God. Go. What are you doing?
Oh, you didn't get
the double play though.
No,
holy shit.
They don't move or throw fast enough apparently for a double play.
What is that? Oh, foul. Okay.
Foul. Okay. I was like, what happened there? The ball just like dropped to the ground and went over the line or something.
Strike. Or here, this is a better one.
Strike.
Right. Here we go. Boom. Oh my God. Right down the fucking line. Oh, God damn it. No. Double play.
Turn two.
So once you get the ball, you control where they throw it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm assuming the bases line up to the buttons on or the directions on the controller.
So throw to second, press up and A.
Oh, I'm going to strike you out for sure. Here we go.
Yeah,
there is definitely no music in the game.
Nope, there is not.
What's happening here? Fucking pitch it, guy. Yeah.
The hell?
I don't know. I'm changing it up here. Boom.
Oh,
I was like, yes, I did that, but no, I didn't control those guys at all.
I know that's
Jerick just popped out.
High pop fly. That one be a home run in a phone booth.
It's true.
That would be a home run in a phone booth.
That wouldn't have been a home run even in a phone booth.
No, it would not have. The catcher caught it, revelers. Just so you're up on what's happening. Boy, this game is pretty basic. I will say that right off the bat here. Here we go. Oh, my God.
Run faster.
Yes. I'm the best at fucking baseball. I'm just going to...
had a guy on base.
I did.
Oh, man. That would have been a home run if it was straight.
Yeah, but it was a foul ball instead.
Yeah.
Here we go. Boom. Ooh.
Foul ball again. Just can't get my timing.
All right. Here we go. Two strikes. Strike three.
Oh, come
You're
on.
You're out.
All right.
Here we go. Oh, my God. All right. Here we go.
Stop shaking your head.
I know.
And throw the ball.
Damn it.
It came so fast you didn't even swing.
I didn't. That came so fast. Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. Go for two. Go for two. Why won't you go?
Get the goddamn ball.
How do you tell him to run?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why didn't he go for two there? Okay.
Why didn't my second baseman stop that? Oh, I hit the wrong button.
That's okay. I'm safe on second.
Safe! Plays at two, guys. Plays at two.
Plays at two. Oh, my God. That's a foul ball.
Foul ball for sure.
It is really hard to time shit. Oh, that's a home run.
My God. That's out of here.
Home run. Wow. We've done it, everyone. Boy, I don't even have a sound effect for that.
How did you not get a sound effect for home run?
Well, Drick's bawling his eyes out right now, so.
There's no crying in baseball!
Yeah, Drick, no crying in baseball just because I got a home run.
And there's sometimes crying in baseball.
Ugh. They're only if you play in a league of their own.
I mean, I bet you, I mean, they probably cried when they win, like, the World Series.
Yeah, there's definitely crying in baseball. Tom Hanks, get it together, bro. Or writers of A League of Their Own, get it together. Even don't, men yeah. cry.
Don't,
you know?
Like, don't speak ill of Tom Hanks.
I will not. America's dad.
Damn right.
Remember when Tom Hanks got coronavirus and, like, that's when it got real for everyone?
That's when it got real, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, right,
here
we
go. A bunch of home runs.
Oh, I'm pitching now. I just
you're
got
pitching.
Out. Okay. Hey, I have two runs.
Yeah, because you had a two-run homer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I got a home run. Okay. Oh, my God, get it! Oh,
run faster! Come on.
Yikes.
It was like a bunt.
Drake, I'm just pitching down the center each time.
I know, but I can't get the timing.
I know, it's tough. You can move your guy around the batter's box, which I found it a little bit easier if you move him back slightly. I don't know. This game is basic.
Run,
get
run,
it!
Run.
Why did the third baseman not fucking get that? He ran to his base.
I don't
base
know. The players are apparently just terrible in this game.
They are. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not is out that of here, but... Come on, run. He's
the one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball.
I tried to play a sound effect instead of play the game. I definitely missed it. It was supposed to be
high pop fly. That one'd be a home run in a phone booth.
Wait, what just fucking happened? Did you just try to steal bases?
Yeah, I was stealing.
I tried to throw
bases
you out.
Loaded.
But... Oh, my God. Base is loaded. Okay, here we go.
Here comes a grand slam. Come on.
Strike one.
That was a ball if I went to swung.
Well, you got to be paying attention. Here we go. Let's do it. Boom. Strike
damn it.
Two.
Come on.
If you just throw a curveball at Drake every
throw me
time.
Something I can hit.
Yeah, here we go. This is it. He's wisened up to my antics. Okay, here we go. Right down the middle. Coming at you.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Oh, 101 miles an hour.
Wow.
Out!
You're out!
Yes. All right, here we go. Boom. Oh, my God. Foul ball. Foul ball. It's okay. Right? Foul? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a foul.
Woo! This game is pretty slow-paced, I'll tell you that much.
I mean, it's baseball. Baseball's always been slow-paced.
Yeah, but there's, I don't know, more interesting baseball games than this one. I mean, but this...
Super Baseball 2020.
Super Baseball 2020 with fucking robots playing baseball. Like, damn, that's right. The game. Have we've played that on this podcast.
We played that, yeah. Oh,
now throw it over there! Oh, that was three
outs. It
didn't
matter, that was
okay.
Three.
I was, like, trying to get the double play, but I should have gone for the triple play. Here we go. Another home run right here. Boom. There it is. Home
run. My God. Why would the catcher?
Oh, you almost. Oh, my God. All right.
That was close.
Why would the catcher get that?
The pitcher ran all the way up to practically home plate. It's not his job.
Okay. Here we go.
You tried to check your swing there, it looked like.
I tried, but it didn't work.
Oh, you went all the way through.
Oh no! Line drive right to the pitcher. Oh my God!
That's an out every day of the week.
Every day.
Twice
of the week.
On Sunday.
I feel like this game would be so much better if you could field.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just pitching and batting is not keeping my interest for that long. Like, I don't know. We've still got a few minutes on this podcast here. I need to watch.
We can play this while talking about I mean, it's old news probably at this point because
it is old news at this point.
God, here comes yes. another home run.
Is that another home run? Oh yeah. My God. The A's, the Americans are fucking.
That's all you've gotten is home runs.
Home runs.
Boom. I can barely do anything. I guess I had bases loaded, but.
I'm the best baseball player there is.
I guess.
You should walk me. I've got a sound effect that I want to
play. I know you do.
And I shouldn't swing when it's fucking walk. I'm
trying to walk you.
Intentional walk.
You're swinging.
I haven't got a single ball. There we go. There we go. Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep it coming. Okay. So
46 miles per hour.
But we got some news this week. Fucking Mario.
We got some Nintendo news.
Here we go. Ball 3. And here we go. Ball. Are you going to walk me or are you going to strike me out while I'm not paying attention?
Oh, I'll walk. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk
it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Yes. I think that was super loud, Revelers, and I'm sorry.
But I almost decided to just throw a strike right down the
middle. Oh, you could have, and I definitely would have not swung. Oh, there's a base hit. Now go to the other bases. Go to the other bases.
Oh, my God. Run faster. You got to press towards the bases and press B.
Oh, I am doing that, but it's... Oh, my God. Oh, go back. Okay, well...
That's what I was doing, was pressing towards the bay, or pressing a direction and, like, mashing B. That's how I started, like, stealing and everything,
yeah.
Too.
Okay, here we go. Woo. Oh, my God. Get it. Oh, my God. Woo. There are some
fielders are way better
game.
Than mine.
But, anyway... So Nintendo announced some sweet Mario news. Like, in a week from today as we record this, Super Mario 3D All-Stars comes out. Like, fuck
Is that
yes.
not until Friday?
That's next Friday. Next Friday. The 18th.
I guess for some reason I thought it was like Tuesday.
Well, don't most games come out on Tuesdays, but Nintendo games come out on Fridays. So, but it's fucking... Oh, that's it. That's a home run.
Come on.
Oh, there it is. Home run. Drake did it. But yeah, it's fucking Mario 64, Mario Sunshine, and Mario Galaxy all in one collection. They are not remasters like a lot of people thought they were going to be. I mean, this news has been out there since March, but, or the rumors.
Yeah, they,
the rumors have been. But,
right. They've been talking about it. People have been talking about it forever. And finally, they actually announced it.
They did, and I'm so happy for it. Like, some people are like, oh, they're not remasters. I'm so mad, blah, blah, blah. But, like, that was only because you fucking... Oh, my God, these fielders are the worst.
Right? They're so slow.
But, like, these people just built up their own expectations for it based on rumors, and because it's not exactly what they want, they're so mad. And, like, I don't know. And it's also for a limited time, which is weird. Like, it's
weird, but at the same, I don't think that's anything to get mad. Like, if you want the game, then buy it before March or whatever.
Like, this is going to be a game that's going to be out around the holiday season. There is no way Nintendo is missing out on all those holiday sales by limiting the amount that are available. You know, like, there's going to be plenty for everybody, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah. And like, they're like, oh, it's for a limited time. What about the people who get a Switch in a year? And it's like, well, what about those people? You know, they missed out. That's apparently they did the same thing on the Wii with Mario All-Stars. And it was for a limited time. And everybody seems to have forgotten about that. Like, cause it obviously wasn't a big deal. I think they did the regular Mario All-Stars on the Wii, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. At least that's what I read. Like, they did the same thing on the Wii with a limited release of Mario All-Stars, but it obviously wasn't Mario 3D All-Stars.
Right.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it.
Apparently, like I said, I thought I was under the impression it came out on, like, Tuesday, so I was just getting ready, and apparently now I gotta wait until Friday.
You gotta wait till Friday now, but that's okay.
I had been considering recently playing Mario 64.
Oh, you gotta wait.
Now I'm gonna wait and play it on the Switch.
Yep.
And I've never played Sunshine.
Sunshine is definitely the hardest one out of those three games, out of Galaxy, 64, and Sunshine. And it's not even that hard. It's just that there's like 10 or 15 missions, like shines that you have to, you collect shines, not stars in that one. And there's like 10 or 15 of them that are, the difficulty really spikes. In fact, I remember playing Sunshine when it came out and getting so mad at this one part that I put the game down and never picked it up again. And it had always held ill will towards Mario Sunshine because of it.
Like, I assume it's like Mario 64, though, where I don't have to collect all of them to beat the game.
No,
right?
you do not. So, yeah, like you do.
I mean,
like,
I don't even know that I've ever collected all 120 stars in Mario 64.
You haven't? Oh, I definitely have. I've done that, but, oh, God, these guys. Get the ball, you fucking center fielder. Would you just run there? Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. How about also on October 1st, we got Mario 35, Super Mario Brothers 35. Fucking Super Mario Battle Royale.
Yeah, that has me definitely interested.
I'm so excited for it.
I'm very intrigued by that.
I think it's going to be awesome. It's like, it's basically Tetris 99, except for with, and it's 35 because of 35 years of Mario. Yeah. And that one is also limited, but that one's like super limited because like after the date, you won't even be able to play it. Like even if you have
that seems weird.
Yeah. But
I'm definitely going to play that.
And it's free. So that one's cool. But
yeah, you just start playing Mario and it's like whoever gets the furthest or whatever.
Yeah. Wins. But I think like if you, I think there's like mechanics.
Oh,
like,
how is that a foul?
It went right down the line.
Foul until the very end. Like if it landed good and rolled foul in the outfield, it's a fair ball.
Oh my God. Get the fucking ball. Jesus Christ. Double play. No. Okay. I forgot you have base runners. yeah, Mario 35. I don't know. I'm really excited. I think like there's mechanics. So like if you get more coins or break more bricks or something, then like it affects the other players.
It made it sound like it's enemies that you kill. You kill enemies, it sends those enemies to another. The same way in Tetris 99, you can target other people or whatever.
I know, but I never I didn't play Tetris 99 enough to really know the mechanics, but I couldn't understand what was happening.
You just set a thing at the beginning, basically, like target someone who's targeting me or target who's doing the best or something.
But like how do you play Tetris and also watch all those other screens? Like
you don't have to. Just play Tetris.
Okay. But like isn't part of the strategy like doing that? Like
not necessarily. Not really until it gets maybe down to a few people.
Okay. I don't know. Oh my God. Oh guy go. Oh, okay. You did good. You did good, guy. I was going to make him go, but I can't get him to go when I press B and towards the base, but I think it's like not, I think it's just B or and not a direction. I don't know.
I guess I'm not sure.
I don't
know. Can you steal?
Also, how about live action Mario Kart?
That I don't understand. I understand it, but it just, it
augmented reality, like AR.
I'm certainly not going to be getting that. I don't have, there's not enough room for anything cool to happen.
When I was watching,
like a huge house for anything cool.
So like when I was watching the trailer for it, I was like, who has the room for this? Like, you have to, in the trailer, they've got this humongous living room set up as a course, you know? And like, I don't get how you tell the game what your course is. Like you must have to drive the car around it slowly once so the camera can see it or something.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I think it seemed like it was maybe all just about setting up those gates and you just have to get to them in time or something. I don't really know.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I
will not be getting that.
I will also not be getting that. But it, for the revelers that don't know, it's Mario Kart with real-life RC cars, like remote-controlled cars.
Little cameras on them.
And it actually kind of looked cool. Like, it would be... I feel like the novelty will wear off really fast because it's not actual Mario Kart, you know? Right. Like, I don't know. And it's $100.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, for one car... in the game. Like, so So basically, I have to spend $100 and you would have to spend $100 in order for us to race each other.
Or $100 for one car.
For one car. You don't even get two cars. No, like that is what really.
You can't play it with just one car.
Yeah, like I guess maybe you can play the computer. I did not know that. But yeah, I don't know. That's what I have a little bit of trouble with that. Like, come on. You got to at least include two so people can race, you know, like that is the, that's the whole point of it. But, I threw to the wrong base.
God, it doesn't matter. It's third out.
Oh yeah, you're right. I totally knew that. I was paying attention to the outs. Fucking, I don't know about baseball here, Derek. I'm the greatest baseball player of all time.
I can imagine at the time.
At the time, this was probably super fucking fun. Nintendo did a whole, maybe like the first ever.
Dive.
Yes, safe. Wrong base, bro.
Yeah. I was just mashing buttons because I wanted my player to dive and get the ball.
Like when this game came out, Nintendo did maybe like the first ever mall tour with video games. And baseball was the one featured because everybody knows baseball and wants to play baseball. And they even had they did it in some mall in like downtown Manhattan.
Struck you out.
You did strike me out.
You're out.
Yes.
Damn right.
Hey, bada 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 bada. Swing bada.
Swing bada.
Powerball.
They even had like professional baseball players show up in Manhattan and like play with people and like, I don't know. It's pretty cool.
Signing autographs and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, wrong. God damn it.
Jurek's guy was like 1 foot away from second base where he could have got the double play, but instead threw it to third base. That's okay.
I swear I pressed the right direction, too.
What inning are we in here? The sixth. Oh, my God.
Sixth.
What other news do we got? I feel like a lot of news.
I mean, there was also the Mario 3D World.
Oh,
is also coming.
What
from the Wii?
Yeah, 3D World Deluxe. Yep, and that's coming like next year, like in February or something.
Oh, that's not coming till next year.
Yeah. But that's cool. That like honestly, nobody had a Wii U, you know. So like, I really love that they're porting all the Wii U games to the Switch so that people can actually play them. Honestly, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze is like. I don't know. I really loved that game.
Yeah, and that game was good.
I'm so glad I got to play it on the Switch because I never bought a Wii U and I'm not going to buy a Wii U. You know, like I don't know. Do you think in like 20 years there'll be people doing a retro gaming podcast about the Wii U? Almost.
Well, yeah, we will.
Yeah, we will. You're right.
We'll have to buy one eventually when this podcast. It's like episode 1,000, and the Wii U is now retro.
What are you doing? These got both two guys ran by the ball.
Did the pitcher chase that the whole way?
I think so. What the fuck is
like
this?
Your pitcher's gone, right? I couldn't tell if it was the pitcher just chasing that the whole way, or if the pitcher ran to take over second base. And...
Oh!
Ow. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, line that was drive. A line drive right to my fucking left fielder. Boom. Or right fielder? Right fielder.
Right field.
Jesus Christ. I used to play baseball. I played baseball for like 10 years as a kid. I should know the rules, but apparently I don't. Or at least the positions.
Yeah. Should at least know where right and left field are.
I know. My right and left are always mixed up because I always think about
also.
I always think about like, stage right and stage left.
Yeah, and if you were the person playing right field, you're actually facing the bases, whatever home plate. It's your left.
Yeah. But you do it based on standing at home plate looking out.
Standing at home plate and looking out.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, run. Why aren't these guys faster? Like, if I mash buttons, will that make them faster? What is that?
It was a line drive to third base.
Jurek's fielders are fucking on point right now. They cannot be beat. Oh, except for that time.
Now they got beat.
Go for two. Go for two.
Run.
Yes.
Fucking
go back. Go back.
You're out for sure.
Go back. Oh, he was going
you started
back.
Started to.
I know, but I was mashing buttons instead of knowing what I was doing.
That was a 1-2-3 inning.
That was a 1-2-3 inning.
Or 1-2-3 for you.
I'm still winning though. 3-1
Yeah, I know. I've got that one home run and that's it.
I literally am only pitching. What is that third baseman? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, why would the third baseman run to his base and cover it? There's
there's nobody there to cover. The AI in this game is really making me mad.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great at all. But I could see at the time how this would be amazing because like the only baseball game available at the time was on the Atari 2600.
It was probably even worse than this.
It was terrible. You were little squares. Like, you weren't even guys. Oh, really? Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't know. I'm guessing you were. Oh, what is that? Is that a fair hit? That is not a fair hit. What is the pitcher doing? Jurich just got a fucking single off of the worst hit of all time. Oh, my God. Would you catch it, catcher? Jesus Christ. Oh,
God damn it.
This fucking game is it's making my blood boil right now. My God. How about the news of The Legend of Zelda: Age of Calamity?
It's Hyrule Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors 2. But it's a prequel to
Breath of the Wild. Damn it, another home run?
No.
Nope. Okay. Yeah, prequel to Breath of the Wild, I guess. But
I don't know how to
this game. You got sucks. Greedy, man. Got greedy.
I did get greedy.
Could have had a single.
I know, but I wanted a double. I also, like, even in bases loaded, I know how to go back to the base. It's an out. My guy didn't even continue running to the base. He just stopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, so Hyrule Warriors, but it's a prequel. Yeah. It's a legit in-canon.
Right, but I still have a hard time caring.
I do too. Like, I don't think I'm going to get it, but I might get it only because the story, like, is so essential to the Zelda universe now. Like, it's a fucking legit prequel to Breath of the Wild. So, oh yeah, right. That was safe.
So close.
Sorry. I just paused mid sentence there to watch the baseball
that's
game.
Just, yeah. I paused when I caught it because I thought I actually caught it. I thought it was a line drive to my third baseman. Caught it. So I just didn't do anything. And then I realized, oh shit, it didn't say out. Like the first.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Warriors games, but I might get this one. Like it's just, you just fight waves of enemies, right? Like that's all.
Yeah.
You do.
It's like Dynasty Warriors and stuff.
I mean, I guess I don't really know what Dynasty Warriors is.
Oh, okay. But I played a couple of those back on like PS2.
Okay. I mean,
it's just you're fighting like hundreds of enemies at a time or whatever.
Right. Go for two, Jerick. Go for two.
No, I'm good.
I dare you. I'm going to continue throwing the ball over here. I'm throwing it down the third base.
I know. It'll never end if you keep doing this.
All right. Well, I want you to try and steal.
No, just stop throwing.
Oh, it does end if you throw it to the base. Like I couldn't throw it after I threw it to the base you were on. Oh, I'm
just
pitching.
Need to get not that.
Here we go. I'm going to do the most crazy pitch you've ever seen. Here we go. This is it. Oh yeah. You couldn't hit that shit.
I did hit that shit.
Oh, and he's safe. I couldn't get the double play.
Couldn't get the double play.
I know, but at least I stopped you. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Just these guys are fucking so home run, slow. Man.
Oh, my God. Throw it. No. No. Drake scored because I'm just tossing the ball around willy-nilly. I actually had it there in time, but I didn't leave it there enough for him to tag you.
Oh.
I think that's what happened. Out.
Damn.
Yes. All right. Still 3-2. Here we go. Fucking top of the ninth.
All right. Ninth inning.
This is it. After this, we got to be done. I mean, we're
at an
hour.
Yeah, I mean,
already,
I was going to say it a little bit ago, and I was like, we're so close. We might as well just finish the game.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was running the same speed as the ball. Whatever. This game is literally the worst thing I've ever played.
You're winning.
I know, but
can't be that mad.
I'm not mad. That was 1-2-3 right there.
That was 1-2-3. Three up, three down.
Three up, three down. Here we go. Now, if I can just play some defense and fucking...
If I can just hit the goddamn ball.
Well, you're not going to be able to hit this shit. Way outside. Here, I'm going to try and hit you. Here we go. You swung at it anyway.
I know. I didn't believe you.
I'm going to do it again. Okay, ball.
I think that went behind me. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it
out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. I'm sorry. I just really like that sound clip. I was looking for baseball sounds, and like that one kept coming up. And it's because like what I was actually... What are you doing, guy? Would you just run at the fucking ball? Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm yelling at my virtual baseball players here. I was actually finding songs that they play in stadiums. So like apparently that's a common song that they play in baseball stadiums when you walk. Yeah. Just walk it out. Walk it out. Oh my God, would you just fucking get there?
Going for two.
Go for home, I dare you.
No, I'm good now.
Oh my God, he's gonna score. Okay, here we go. Oh, as fast as it can come.
Just go, man. Go. Get down.
Yes!
Damn it!
That's it. Oh, that's game. Game set.
That was my chance there to tie it up.
Ended on the double play. The double play to first to home. That rarely happens. So we had a rare moment in baseball by playing that moment.
But I needed to take a risk.
All right. Well, I think, oh my God, we better pour a shot here. It's time for final shots for final thoughts, but we are not prepared. Oh my God. Here we go. Boom. Did it. All right, Revelers. If you're drinking along with us, are you ready, Drake? Oh my God. He's not ready. Oh, here we go.
I'm ready.
If you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay. Okay, Jurek, how many really slow-ass infielders out of 10 do you give baseball for the NES? This one's hard. This one's actually hard.
Because I can imagine, yes. I mean, everything, it still works.
It works, and it is a baseball game. And it like this was the first introduction to a baseball game like this.
Yeah, it wasn't like... It's not overly frustrating or anything. The controls all work and make sense. It's just I've played a lot of baseball games since, and they're much better.
Like, even, like, Bases Loaded on the NES is, like, leagues better than this.
See, you know that? I don't think I've played... I played Super Bases Loaded.
Oh, I remember when I was a young lad, my grandmother showed up one day, and she gave me a copy of Bases Loaded on the NES, and I have never been more excited in my entire life. Like, that was a great day. Like, Grandma, I love you. She's not with us anymore, but she really made my day that day. But so I played the shit out of Bases Loaded is all I'm saying. And,
right.
Yeah, baseball, I don't know. So anyway, how many shitty infielders out of 10 do you give baseball on the NES? The black box baseball
question. I would give it I'm still gonna give it like a seven.
I think that's about right. I was gonna say six. I think I'm gonna give it a six.
I toyed back and forth with six or seven.
Like, it's not a terrible game. Like, actually I think maybe seven is the right answer, because like seven is like the lower of the upper echelon, you know. Yeah. like I don't know,
it's a solid C.
It is, you know, like 70%. It passes, and at the time I could imagine people being blown away by this, you know. Like, so if we're taking it into context with the time, I mean, this is probably a 10 out of 10. And honestly, I love, like, I never realized that baseball, this game, made the NES. Like, without this game, it would not be what it is today. You know, we probably, video games would be completely different without this game, which is, that's crazy to me, because nobody ever
having a baseball game encouraged people to buy the system. And then I think Mario is what really got people like, oh shit, look at this.
Yeah I know, but baseball brought in the non-nerds, you know,
right. Like I said, that's what got people to buy it.
Yeah. Cause Was soccer one of the games? I don't know. But even so, in America, nobody, especially in the 80s, nobody knew what soccer was.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew what soccer was.
We knew what soccer was. We just didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I would say 6 for me, but maybe 6.5.
Yeah.
7 seems more right, though, I guess. I don't know. No music, which is a bit of a...
There's just a little jingle at the very beginning on the menu.
Yeah.
On the like start screen.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
And it's a very short little jingle.
It is. It's like 6 seconds long or something. Like, and that's all the music.
Yeah, it doesn't even play the whole time.
You know, there is sound effects, I guess. I don't know. When you hit the ball, at least. I think when you pitch too. I don't know. Yeah. And there's a glitch in this game. I think like if you, there's a way to make a ball completely unhittable.
Oh.
But I read about it, but I specifically did not note it in my mind so that I wouldn't do it to you. Okay. I don't remember what it is, but there is some kind of weird glitch that like just completely makes it unplayable. But if you're the pitching team. Like the other team won't be able to hit.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What did other people think of this game, Drake? Is there anything?
there's a brief little thing in Wikipedia. It's mostly like a retrospective like review. Like in 2007, IGN apparently reviewed baseball.
Oh, I actually read that review.
They gave it a 5.5 out of 10.
They did. But they were actually reviewing the Wii Virtual Console release.
That's what I assume.
But it's the exact same game. So, right. You know.
Noting its depth of pitching.
I mean, we just weren't doing it. You can move it back and forth. You can also change. You can also throw a change up. Yeah, I think you if you press
slower
up
and faster.
Yeah. But you can vary speeds of the ball. I think if you press up, down, up, down, up, down when you pitch, but I'm not sure.
If you hold up while you're pitching, it goes way slower than if you're holding down while you pitch.
I know, but and then if you hold down while you pitch, that's a fastball.
Yeah.
But when you pitch, if you hit A to pitch and press up, down, up, down, up, down, that's a changeup, and it I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's how you do it, but I could be wrong.
They said it's still intact sense of with or it's two player support, it's still intact sense of fun, and it's important place in Nintendo history. Talking about how the NES in 1985 heavily relied upon baseball due to the globally recognizable status of the sport.
Yeah. Everybody plays baseball.
Apparently in 2006, GameSpot gave it a 4.2 out of 10.
Ew.
Saying basically that it has not withstood the test of time.
Yeah, it has not aged well, but you know what? For what it was, though, like I don't know, it was a system seller, honestly.
You could apparently play it in Animal Crossing on GameCube.
You sure could, and on the GameCube Animal Crossing, which has never been in another fucking Animal Crossing, but in the GameCube one, you could get NESs. You could get a little NES and get different games for it, and it was fucking awesome. And you could actually play
Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. But
when I read that, I was like, oh, that's why wouldn't they should put that in the new Animal Crossing?
They
play
should
old games. Like even if you or like you know, I have my basement is like an arcade.
Yeah.
If those arcades were real arcade games or something, and I could play them for a little bit,
that'd be so sweet. Fucking sweet. Like, yeah, basically there was, in the original Animal Crossing on GameCube, there was a NES emulator inside of it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, baseball was one of the games, like Mario, I don't know, there was a bunch of them. There was like 10 or 12 of them or something, like Punch-Out. Nice. Yeah, it was cool. But, yeah, baseball, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is fine. What it is. It's worth a play, probably. I don't know. It's only worth a play if you have somebody else to play with.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think of
this. Have a few drinks.
Yeah.
Play some baseball.
I don't know. Drake, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about baseball, could they do that?
They sure can. They can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do. We would love some discussion questions, Revelers. Like, tweet us. Speaking of tweets, I just want to give a quick shout out to Swift Justice, who tweeted us in July. He actually tweeted us in May, and then we mentioned it on the show, and then he tweeted us in July, at the end of July. We, you know, are not very good at Twitter. So, but he, true. Swift Justice.
Need to hire a social media manager.
Yep, we do. We do. Swift Justice said, I'm sure I'm not the first to say that you guys need to have a video stream for the show. And yes, Swift Justice, you are correct. Like, we probably should have that, but we love that it's a listen, let's play.
Yeah. That's kind of been our, like, maybe it's just too much of an inside joke or something.
It
like,
is.
We always thought it was hilarious.
It's hilarious.
There's, you know, YouTube or Twitch, like, there's a million different Let's Play channels, and who's going to watch us over those?
Right.
But we're the only, well, maybe not, we're not the only, I don't know.
Well, we might be the only ones who do listen Let's Play.
But we're a listen Let's Play. We're playing the game, but you can't see it.
It's hilarious to us, but also, I don't know, that's just how
really
we've done
stupid,
it.
Stupid, but.
Yeah. And, you know, we've discussed putting a streaming element into it, and that may come in the future. We'll see. But thanks for your tweet, Swift Justice. Really, really great to hear from you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts or whatever it is.
No one knows.
No one knows. Also, send Jurek your congratulations because he's a newlywed. So
damn right.
Be sure to do that. Oh, he's got his...
I wear a ring now.
You wear a ring now. Oh, my God.
Still not quite used to it.
Well, you'll get there. You'll get there.
Just because I've never worn a ring in my life. I mean, I guess part of, like, high school, I think I had a class ring.
Right.
Or I did.
That was training, Drake. 20 years ago, that was fucking
20 years
training.
Ago, last time I wore a ring.
I think that's about it for this week.
I'm getting used to it. I like it.
Excellent. Excellent. You want to take us out, Drake?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, great Bambinos.
Game on, great Bambinos.
Good old Sandlot. Smalls stole his dad's autographed Babe Ruth ball, hit it over the fence, and so the story began. Now I'm just talking because Earl's not even here. He's peeing, so I'm just filling space.